Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Kendra Winchester is with me. We're talking audiobooks. She started off with a bang yesterday. So I can't wait to hear what you're going to talk about today.
Well, we're going to nonfiction essays today. And this is, Dinner on Monster Island by Tanya De Rosario, and it's read by the author as well. And this is written, like, these essays all really feature the author's experience growing up as a queer, fat, biracial woman living in Singapore and what that looked like for her.
I've read reviews of this book, and it really has been really well received. And it seems like part of the other thing she's confronting is her mother's conversion to a Pentecostal religion that was really almost like a cult.
Yes. And one of the things I really appreciate about this book is that each of the essays really contextualize it in Singapore. Here in America, we're very much like the government can't tell us what to do, on especially on a personal level. But in Singapore, they are much more into the government is much more into controlling the very small details of their citizens' lives. And the author talks about that. One of the things that struck me was when De Rosario was talking about growing up as a fat girl, and how because her BMI, which we all know is bogus, was so high that the government decided that kids like her needed to eat less and exercise more, and that was enforced at school. And there was this one scene where the author talks about watching other kids eat through the window while she was forced to exercise outside.
Wow.
The religious element is a huge part of much of this, especially because of the relationship. It's very complicated, but there's this moment where her mom, you know, calls church leaders over to exorcise like air quotes gay demons out of her. And obviously that is a really toxic environment. And I think De Rosario talks about, you know, finding space and leaving her mother's household, even if it meant that she lived a difficult life of from apartment to apartment, just trying to make ends meet.
So tell me, how was it listening to the essays? I know when it's an audiobook with essays or a print book with essays, I prefer to do it in small doses, like read an essay, have a think, move away.
I think that would be a great way to listen to this audiobook. And while, you know, De Rosario is not a professional narrator, I still felt it was a very intimate experience listening to her, like, read her essays and describe her personal experience. Like, you know, her father got remarried, and so she had siblings she didn't really know existed, and how she wasn't really ready for a relationship with them. And that's like the whole point of the essay, is kind of hoping that maybe one of her siblings reads the essay and understands where she's coming from. So the author is not, you know, perfect, and that's kind of the point of the essays. But I think also, you know, eventually the author goes to Canada, starts processing things a little differently, and I feel like you can feel that throughout the essays. It's really difficult, I guess, for me to articulate this because there's a lot of heavy topics in the book that really hit home. And I think that that's something that I think a lot of queer people will relate to.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Do you want to set this up?
Yes. So this is one of a beautiful section of one of the essays where the author is talking about her grandmother, and there's this beautiful portrait. And that's something the author does so well, is create these portraits of the different people in her life.
Okay, this is Dinner on Monster Island by Tanya De Rosario. And it's read by Tanya De Rosario.
When you first see your grandma that day, she does not notice you. She is sitting at the dining table. The Last Supper, which usually hangs above the head of the table at mealtime, lays flat in front of her. Broken glass is strewn across the dining table. The scene is a puzzle of elements you try to piece together. It is then you notice that she is carrying a hammer, and you realize that she has smashed the painting, the symbol of her faith, in shards. Given to Christ, James says, hand on her shoulder. You don't want to cling to idols. She bursts into a howl of tears that makes your hair stand and takes a second swing. It splinters glass across the room. The action is, in part, shocking because your grandmother has never been anything if not gentle all the time you've known her. She puts the hammer down, looks up, and notices you. She wipes away her tears. She wears your mother's vacant smile.
Oh, it's interesting. This is the section the reviewer discussed.
Oh, cool.
So her grandmother had been Catholic and sort of been hounded by her mother to convert to this Pentecostal religion. And that's what causes her to smash the Last Supper picture, correct?
Yes. Yes. There's so much complicated faith situations. And her dad also kind of found this cult as well. And so she's surrounded by so many adults in her life that have these very strong beliefs, but none of them include her in her queerness.
And she has a wonderful voice, actually. I mean, mm-hmm. from this short excerpt, I really liked it. And I think reading essays are hard.
They are. They are. I really appreciate hearing her voice. And there's moments like when she's talking about her half-siblings or, you know, falling in love for one of the first times or different things like that, that, you know, you can really feel that emotion right on the surface. And I think the author performs that really well.
Okay, that is Dinner on Monster Island. It's written and read by Tanya De Rosario. Thank you so much, Kendra. I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right, talk then.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Thomas Nelson, publisher of American Queen and No Reservations. Both are available everywhere audiobooks are sold. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.